The unstoppable Wade, unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Morning, I had to talk to God about something that I couldn't talk to no one else about. But I got to tell you, God is able, baby, to take care of you. Pray. I can reach from Louisiana across the Atlantic into Afghanistan and Iraq and take care of your children. Pray I can move back over towards Hawaii and calm the storm. Tell me what prayer can do. Anybody in the house ever lean and try prayer? Prayer will work out. All you have to do is believe that God is able. I don't believe that. We live in a world where we don't believe that there's a heaven. Well, if there's not a heaven, I'm going to tell you the first chapter, the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven. If there's not a heaven, we got to tell you 2 Corinthians 7, if my people which are called by my shall humble themselves and seek my
face,
then when I hear from, we got to tell you, there's no heaven. I lift up my eyes unto the heathen, from which cometh my all my help coming from the which made heaven and earth. I have to tie the 121 number of songs. There's no heaven. I have to tie the Lord is
my
shepherd, and I shall not. Come go with me. If the Lord, there's no heaven, I won't be able to talk to God in prayer. Our Father, which are in hallowed be thy
name,
thy kingdom. I would have to tie the Lord's prayer out of the Bible. There's no heaven, John. The Revelator, I jump. So a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first heaven had passed away, and there was no more. I would have to tell Revelation. Don't fool me now.
I hear you.
God's word is gonna stay.
Yes.
Prayer. Prayer is like oxygen.
You need it.
You need it to survive.
Yes. Yes.
No wonder the songwriter said, you pray for me,
I
pray for you,
yes,
and we're going to watch God change something.
Yes.
St. Andrew, you pray for Pleasant Green. Pleasant Green, we're going to pray for St. Andrew, and we're going to watch God change something. You gonna send some prayer up north, and we gonna send some prayer down south, and we gonna let them mix up together, and we gonna allow God to change some. Matter of fact, the Bible, our churches need some change. Our churches need some change. I know I'm getting away busy, but our churches need some change. Our churches is running out of unity. Our churches are running low on spiritual fuel. Our churches are barely making it. Why, Reverend, the churches are barely making it? It's because we have lost interest in God's holy word. Now, our churches are crippled. Because we have lost this used to thrive.
Yes.
I ain't telling you what somebody told me.
Yeah.
I was right here.
All right.
Church would thrive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the interest of the people were in the church.
Yeah.
5 years ago when I got to Pleasant Green, born to have, born to water, we started moving the church in a different direction. For when we got there, it was membership. But now we have our discipleship. So we moved from membership to discipleship. At the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, we don't talk about membership. You can be member of Sam's Club. A member is someone who gets mad and don't show back up. That's a member. A member is someone who gets mad and try to get other folk to be mad with them. That's a member. But God is not looking for members. When Jesus came, he started operating and moving systematically in a spiritual way. He did not come making members, but he came making disciples. Do I have some help in the house? I know I can't come back here after this, but that's all right. I'm here now. He came making what? Disciples. He's not looking for members. When you die, what book do you want your name in? Membership book? Or the discipleship book? You make up your mind where you want your name. I want my name in the discipleship book, because I want to look more like him. I want to act more like him. I want to love like him. I want to feed like him. I want to care like him. I want to be more like him every day of my life. I want to be a replica and a representative of Christ himself. Churches are failing today because we are no longer looking like Christ. We no longer have that Christ-like feeling. Churches, you can't walk in the church and feel the love. The love is down the street, under the tree with the boys barbecue. Doing a little drinking love down the street, but we got to bring the love back into the church. For God so loved the world that he what gave his what only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that text is full of nothing but superlative. Superlative is the highest degree of the English language. For God, who is that the greatest being? So love, the greatest act, the world, the greatest object, that he gave his only begotten son, the greatest gift, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, the greatest promise.
Amen.
And so someone is saying, where is the love?
Amen.
Someone say, love don't live here no more. Y'all know that, don't you? Why is like you even listening about it? Love don't live here. Tell the story. There's a young man. Accident, the wife profusely bleeding. Picks up an arm. A few miles down the road, there's the doctor's office. Knocks on the door. Doctor comes to the door. Just had an accident. My wife is bleeding profusely. can't stop the bleeding. He said, well, I don't practice no more. So the young man looked up at the sign and said, you ought to take it down. And that's what some of our churches need to do.
That's right.
We need to just take the sign down and say, the Lord don't live here no more. He moved to another location. Churches. Churches. Watch closely. Peter. Pastor Peter. Cussing Peter. Get mad, Peter. Shoot you in the minute, Peter. Peter. Jesus finds him washing the net. Him with the sons of Zebedee washing the net. But you do know fishermen would wash nets because it'd be stinky. And our sin stinks in the nostrils of the man. Don't act like you've been poor there all your day. Our sin stinks in the nostrils of God. Peter. It is Peter who, in the fourth watch of the night, gets out the boat and starts walking towards Jesus. It is Peter that night in Gethsemane when the soldiers came and Peter gets mad and pull out his sword and cuts off the ear of the soldier. Jesus politely bends down.
Yes, Lord.
He picks up the ear. The text doesn't say that he even cleaned the ear off. He just did it and put it back on his head. I'm crazy enough to believe that Peter would have cut his head off. God would have picked up his head. Peter would have picked it up and put it back on his shoulder. I wish I had some depth in the house. But Jesus, I believe if he would have cut his arm off, he'd have picked up the arm. Put the arm back on the man. Is there anything too hard for God? The same. This Peter, who denied Christ three times. The same Peter. Jesus tells him, Peter, Satan desired to sift you like wheat. The same Peter. Jesus looked back at him and said, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter. Now, Herod has killed James. That pleased the Jews. And now, they are going to strike out against the church. It used to be the church was affected by outside forces. Now the church is affected by inside forces. Sometimes the pastor, sometimes the deacon minister, sometimes the choir. And I tell you, maybe I do it for myself.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Dream Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank